Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
Monique show. As we all know, Monique is an Oscar winner. And of course, we cannot forget Mr. Perry. Mr. Rodney Perry. Yes, there he said, what up, listeners? What up?
Yeah. How y'all doing?
Doing all right.
What's up, Angie?
What's up, man?
Thank you for having me back, man. This is awesome. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you've been doing a lot of great things since Monique, since the show with Monique.
Right.
Yeah, you've got your own show on Bounce TV.
Yeah, man.
Hosted some other things. Want to talk about it? Want to talk about your show coming up?
Absolutely.
And the show you already have?
Absolutely. Of course, Bounce TV, Off the Chain, it's a brand new network. And what was most important to me is that I was getting in on the ground floor of what I felt like was something special. And Bounce TV is a brand new African American network, and to have a show that's kind of leading that network is gold for Rodney Perry, you know. So it's been a good situation. We're gearing up for the third season, and other than that, you know, we're just kind of building a brand. You know, I'm developing some shows, developing a game show, developing a feature film script, and you know, I want to get my producer hat on as I move further into the game.
Okay, all right. So you're doing it big. Okay, yeah. You I couldn't help but notice that when I was reading your website about you, that you were saying you were a transplant from, I believe, Louisiana transplant is what you called yourself, or whoever wrote your website blog.
Right. Well, you know, born and raised in Chicago, kind of grew up in Monroe, Louisiana, you know, which was northeast Louisiana, you know, about 30 minutes from Grambling University. And but, you know, I mean, I've lived a number of places. I lived in New Orleans, you know, when I was in the Navy. I lived in the Bay Area. And, you know, now I call Atlanta home.
Okay, you call Atlanta home. Oh, you're where I want to be one day. Okay. All right, you got there before me. You probably was already there, though. So on Bounce TV, now I've been hearing a lot about Bounce TV, a whole lot. I also did a little research, and I believe one of the King family members on Bounce TV. Am I correct, or do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The King family is involved. Andrew Young is involved. I mean, there's some great people involved in the creative process over there, man. They're doing some good, really good things.
Okay. So is it Mr. Martin Luther King III?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that is great. You own a really good network. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Andrew Young was a former mayor. Mayor Andrew Young was the mayor. Was it Chicago? Or am I wrong?
I'm sorry. One more time.
What was Andrew Young used to be a mayor, didn't he? At one time.
Yeah, yeah. Chicago's my hometown. Yeah, that's
okay.
Why I was born and raised. Cook County Hospital, you know, and grew up on the South Side, and you know, of course, you know, you start living life and making babies, and you know, that pulls you away from your city. But that's still my
okay,
city.
I'm
you know, I'll be in Chicago in August doing some comedy, actually, at Jokes and Notes Comedy Club on 47th and King Drive.
Okay, all right, that's great. So, So you're working on Bounce TV. You've also been on Play the Role as Harold on Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family. How did you enjoy working with this Perry?
Tyler Perry, I think, is awesome, man. This guy is the hardest working guy in show business. He writes, produces, directs, acts, plays two characters. I mean, it's just really impressive to watch, you know. And, you know, he's just an awesome guy. And I just did another movie with Columbia Short that'll be coming out, you know, called Mr. Right. So, you know, the game don't stop.
The game don't stop. You're still in the game, still going strong. And you're talking about doing some of your own things. Okay. All right. But you probably have been all alone.
Say again.
So I said you probably have been doing your own thing all along. I mean, you're talking about being a didn't you say you were trying to work on some projects of your own?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Man, you know what I realized is that you have to be in the business of creating, you know. And so, you know, if you're going to create, you got to, you know, I wanted to be a guy that could not only create work for myself, but create work for other people too. And that's why I want to get in the producer side of the business.
Okay. All right. Did you say something about a game show, or did I hear you wrong?
No, you heard it absolutely right. I'm creating a game show. It's called Make Up or Break Up. It's a couple show, people that are at that point in their relationship where they're making that decision whether to make up or break up, and they come on the show, and if you decide to make up, you get an all-expense-paid trip together somewhere. If you decide to break up, you get an all-expense-paid trip to two different places separately.
Okay. So,
yes.
Do you know which network will have this game show of yours?
Well, we're taking meetings with Game Show Network. We're taking meetings with NBC, CBS. So I really wanted to have a home on the Game Show Network, and because you know they show game shows 24 hours a day. So I just wanted to have a home over there if possible. But you know, whoever cut the check, we'll put it on.
Okay, all right. So sources tell me that you've been traveling the country. Actually, it's your website. Some other people have went to see you. Perform, you know, do your thing, so to speak. And they were telling me about you, and they said, hey, Angela, why don't you try to get Mr. They call you Mr., and I did too, Mr. Rodney Perry, back on your show. I said, well, I don't know. He's doing some big things. You know, so I might, he might have went a little too high, but you're still down to earth, and I really appreciate you coming on this show. You also have a comedy titled No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, that's the name of my tour for this year. Every year I name my tour. And, you know, as I was looking at what I was going to be, the ideas I wanted to put out this year, No More Mr. Nice Guy kept finding its way to the surface. And basically what I mean with that is people will take your kindness for weakness. And, you know, the last thing Rodney Perry is a weak guy. And, you know, people, when you're a nice guy, people kind of think they can run over you. So that's what the idea is behind No More Mr. Nice Guy. And it's for all those nice guys and nice girls out there that people think they can take advantage of. We don't play that.
Yeah, okay. Being too nice, when you're too nice, sometimes people take your weakness for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Weakness, a lack of strength, yeah. But you're definitely talented and everything, and it's good to know that you're that you're nice. There's nothing wrong with being nice.
Right.
Okay, so on Bounce TV, your show is it comes on Tuesday night. It's called Off the Chain. Am I correct?
It is Off the Chain. Yeah, we'll be shooting a third season like in September, October, and it'll air probably around the beginning of the year. So the new shows will be coming back around.
Okay. All right. Do you ever keep in touch with the Oscar winner, Monique, or George Lopez, any of those people, Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey? Do you ever?
Absolutely. I mean, Monique and I are really close friends, so I talk to her fairly frequently. I haven't talked to George, but Sed and Steve, I've been trying to set up to bring them on my online radio show. So,
you have an online radio show. Okay,
yeah, I'm a blog talk guy as well. So, you know, that's why I was like, you know, we were talking earlier. I'm like, I get it. I know, you know, how it is to put one of these shows together. So I appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate you coming on this show. There's something on your website that I'm looking at. There's the term "gotta laugh to keep from crying." It reminds me of the lady that wrote the script for 227. You know, the show that came up with Jackie and the Mason. She has a book called "Laughing Through the Tears." Her name is Christine Houston. She's the creator of that show, the script of that show. And this is what this reminds me of. Her book is about her husband that has Alzheimer's. I did have Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Okay. So.
Well, you know, for me, that phrase is really saying that, you know, I mean, the comedy and the tragedy go hand in hand together. You know, when you see those two faces, you know, they mean something. And a lot of times people are going through whatever they're going through and they need to laugh their way through it. And I'm one of those guys that provide that for them.
Okay. You help people to laugh, and there's nothing wrong with that. People need to laugh because if you take laughs too seriously, it can lead to depression.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
All kinds of problems. God, you know, joy is good. So you have something called Never Deny, Next Level.
Yeah, that's my improv workshop.
Okay, have an improvisational workshop. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where, is it online or do people have to travel to it? I mean.
No, I mean, I deliver it live for people here in Atlanta. I'm developing an online component, but, you know, you really kind of need to be there.
Okay, you really need to be. Okay, I understand that. Understand about improvisation. So, what else have you been up to? What do you like to do in your spare time?
I don't have no spare time. I enjoy. You know, I smoke a case of cigar. You know, I play John Madden football. I just like people. I like being a people watcher. So, you know, it goes hand in hand with what I do.
Okay. All right. So, do you have any DVDs, anything out? You know, what people can buy?
I'm shooting a new DVD, I think, next month in Los Angeles. It's called Rodney Perry Clean. And, I'll be doing a set with no profanity.
No profanity, okay.
No cussing.
All right, that is great. Okay.
Yeah.
So what? Let's talk about Rodney Perry Live.
That's my online radio show. I do it Monday to 2 p.m. You know, I've had everybody on it from Kim Whitley to Anthony Hamilton to Mara LaRue to Eddie Griffin, and it's been a good thing. And I really do the show to keep busy, and it's been great for me.
I believe that. So people listening, your fans, can expect a lot more to come from you, I imagine, as time goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's great. So, Rodney Perry Live, and also I was going to ask you, when you were a kid, it's something so funny that I read. It said your teacher, if you could stay quiet throughout the course of the day, she would give you an opportunity. Give you a chance to perform in front of your classmates. Did it work?
Yeah, absolutely it worked. It was, I really credit that teacher for a lot, you know, and, you know, I had a couple of instrumental teachers in my life, and that was one of them. And just to have the forethought to say, yo, this guy, if he could channel some of this energy, he could be a good student. And giving me the opportunity, I mean, the teacher was brilliant.
You were funny. you were funny.
Yeah,
okay.
I was funny in second. That was in second grade, too.
That was in second grade? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's funny to me. Okay, so you were once in the Navy before,
yeah.
You know, you really got into acting and comedy and everything.
Eight years in the Navy.
8 years, okay. Right. So is that where you start to develop the passion for acting and being a comedian that, you know, put you where you are today?
I didn't do, I always wanted to be a comedian, but, you know, you had to take care of your family. So, I mean, I knew I wanted to be a comedian, but the Navy gave me an opportunity to just take care of my family. And in 1998, when I got out of the Navy, that's when my life really started.
Okay. All right. Great. So I know the lady, Miss Madeline. I hope I pronounced her name right. I'm so glad
Ms.
she was
Madeline,
patient.
Yeah,
I believe she's on the line right now. I know she probably doesn't want to say anything, but I see she's on the line. Good person. Great person.
Right.
I really appreciate you being on the show, yes. So you work with Ms. Kim Whitley of the show Old Drama on BET.
Yeah. Oh, you going way back.
That's all
we know.
That was that long ago. No, I'm just saying, you know, okay, yeah, okay, I guess I am. Okay, so what type of guests have you had on your show? Who are your guests? Name some of your guests that have been on your Blog Talk Radio show.
I mean, we have had, you know, of course, Kim Whitley, Monique, Kevin Hart, Eddie Griffin, Amel LaRue. We talked to authors. We talk to comedians. You know, it's a situation where I only talk to people I want to talk to, and that's the great thing about Blog Talk Radio is that, you know, it's my show, lock, stock, and barrel.
Okay. So, Who's Got Jokes? You are a co-host of Who's Got Jokes. Am I
yes,
right?
Yes, I was.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
With Bill Bellamy. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So are you doing, like, any films? I mean, such as, like, you know, films you see on cable and things like that. Are there any upcoming comedy shows that people can go and see you at? I mean,
yeah, all of that. You know, you can go to my website, RodneyPerry.com. That's where all of my one-stop, all my information is, you know. That'll give you my schedule. That'll give you everything I got coming up.
Okay, everything you got coming up. That is great. You have went so far. I mean, I remember watching you from a while back, and I think this man is funny. You know, so and you are. You're very funny.
Well, you're awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for coming on Show Talk. Are you ready to get off? Is that what you're saying?
No, I thought she was wrapping up. I know we had 30 minutes. I didn't know how long you wanted to talk to me.
all the 30 minutes. I know I was looking at your filmography. You did a 2013 film on What Love Will Make You Do. You played the character Tony's cousin. Then you also in 2014 you were in the film In the Meantime with B.J. Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. A lot of things. Yeah,
those were some of my first films. You know, people kind of remember Johnson Family Vacation with Sydney Entertainer, Steve Harvey. Of course, the Tyler Perry movie, you know, was in wide release. But those independent films are the ones that really gave me the opportunity to learn the business.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's great. That's great. I was acting for a little while. I did it for a little while, but then I quit. So, you know, maybe one day I'll be able to get back into it.
Yeah, we need you to come back.
Come back? I wasn't quite there, you know. Not like you are. I mean, no, it wasn't like that. But maybe one day, you know, you never know. You never know what life has in store for you. You also won Meet the Browns.
Yeah, I did an episode of Meet the Browns. And actually, the Meet the Browns opportunity gave me a chance to get the Madea's Big Happy Family role because it was the same casting director, so I was just super comfortable with her, and she really created a space where I felt like I could win in.
Okay. And you've also been on the Ricky Smiley show as Big Tay Tay?
Me and Tommy Ford played these characters, man. And of course, I worked with Tommy before on Who's Got Jokes, so he's a friend of mine and a fellow Virgo, so it's always great to share the screen with him.
Okay. You also, Bill's Belly, we already talked about guys who's got jokes. You also on BET's Comic View. I remember that real well. You were a featured comedian.
Yeah, I was on
the
Comic View.
The Tom Joyner Show. Oh, wow.
Tom Joyner,
You on Comic View 8 times. That is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You also have been on the Tom Joyner Show.
His radio show and his television show. You're going down the list, huh?
Yeah, okay, I'll stop. You don't want to talk anymore about that. Okay, so.
I'm with you. I'm rolling with you.
Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, I am. You have an impressive resume, and you've had years of practice and work, and you're really a really really truly a professional.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Well, what do you want to know? You got any questions for me?
Yeah, I do. I do have some questions. Are you a father?
I am a father. I have six children, 5 girls and a boy.
Okay. That's about how many my mom has. Okay.
What do you come out? What number?
I am the oldest of my mother's children.
Oh, I'm the oldest too, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. Mama calls me the trial baby. Yeah, I was the trial baby.
She obviously liked it, though, so you did good.
I guess so. I guess you could say that. Everybody's graduating and, you know, went off to college and doing their own thing, but I'm still close here to mama.
What made you want to start this show?
Huh? What made me want to start this show? Well, some things had happened in my life, and at one time I was pursuing acting. I had even got his first Mr. Calaberry Studios, Madea Goes, and all that stuff for a while, and I decided that I could start my own show. I couldn't really get hired locally or anything like that for radio. But what I did, I started my own blog talk radio show. I wanted to help people. I wanted to be a voice I wanted people, not a voice for people, and I also wanted people to have a voice that ordinarily wouldn't. The show took a life of its own, the Blog Talk Radio Show, because I got over 1.2 million likes on from Facebook alone. You know?
Oh, wow.
I was looking at that. I even took a snapshot of it. Got it on my cell phone.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it.
Yeah. Until I looked at the man with 5 million. But he's got 6 or 7 shows, so, you know.
Right.
You know, but it's a good feeling. I want to help people, honestly. That was why. Because I knew there were people who people didn't put on TV and things like that. It wasn't originally intended to last this long, but actually I worked with another lady in 2010 named Tracy. Great lady from Atlanta. She has a publishing company, but we parted ways, you know, because I couldn't satisfy her. And I, you know, and not only that, I was going through a whole lot back then. And this show was an outlet, and it, like I said, just took a life of its own. But also because I worked at it. I'm not going to lie, I really did work at it. The reason I worked at it was,
right,
I found out I enjoyed doing this more than I did acting.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't as nerve-wracking for me, and I didn't hear no as much. No, you're not right for this part. That can be frustrating when you drive 4 and 6 hours, and then they tell you, we're not going to use you for this for an audition, because I'm way down here in Florida. I'm in near Alabama,
right.
Dothan, Alabama, about 30 minutes away.
Right, wow, okay. I got you. So man, it's been amazing since I got a role.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Bell. I hope to have you back.
Oh, you got me anytime you need me, man. I'm a fan of your show, and thank you for asking me to come on, because I know you have a choice of who you interview, and I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, Mr. Perry. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Be good.
For being on the show. You too. All right, listeners, that was Mr. Rodney Perry. As you heard, he has his own show on Blog Talk Radio, so check him out. You know, Mr. Perry has did some really big things. And all the fans that have asked going back for the last year or two, you heard what he said. He's got some TV shows and videos and things coming out. So for those of you who didn't hear it correctly the first time, go back and re-listen to it and check him out. Like I said, Mr. Rodney Perry is so down to earth, it's not even funny. But it is funny. He's funny. You know, I was supposed to be interviewing him, listeners, and he's interviewing me. But anyway, listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The next live show will be Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be the usual time. Also, I want the listeners to have a book that's out. Diabetes and Me, Surviving and Overcoming the Silent Killer, is on Amazon.com. It's on Kindle also. It's also on createspace.com. The name of my book, again, is Diabetes and Me, Surviving and Overcoming the Silent Killer. So I'd like you to check out my book and hear about my life with diabetes and how I'm overcoming and still surviving. So for those of you who are interested in the book and have diabetes and want to hear a little bit of my story, it's on Amazon.com and createspace.com. All right, all of you have a great night, and I look forward to having a live show Sunday. Friday will be won't be a live show. It'll be pre-recorded. So listeners, tune in, and also don't forget Reginald Lewis. Reginald Lewis was on the show 2 or 3 nights ago. Go back and listen to him talk about Urban Spice, the Urban Spice magazine that he is the co-owner of. And Reginald Lewis is there in Georgia. Again, his magazine, their magazine, Country Boy, Terrell, and Reginald. Their magazine is Urban Spice. I'm a writer for that magazine. I write articles for them. And the magazine can be bought online. Or you can have it sent to you. Well, it can't be bought. It can be viewed online. Some are previewed online. But if you want to order it in paperback form or print form, you would go to www.urbanspicemag.com. So I appreciate if you all would go and order a year's magazine subscription. The magazine, if I'm not mistaken, is $14.99 a year. Not a whole lot to pay, and you get a lot of information. You get a lot of information. Great writers for Urban Spice magazine. And of course, the owners. I like to say hello to Reginald Lewis, Terrell Wicker, and of course, Country Boy. I don't know if he wants his real name known. They have a fashion show coming up soon. So those of you who have daughters or even sons, I imagine, who are interested in modeling and things like that, they've got it going on there. That's Reginald Lewis, Terrell Wicker, and Country Boy. I'm not going to say his real name because he didn't give me permission to. But check out Urban Spice magazine, and I appreciate all of you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Also, those of you who would like to know about my life with diabetes and how I'm doing now and everything, go to my check out the book at createspace.com or go to my Facebook page. You can find the link there. On Amazon.com and also Kindle. All right, listeners, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate you all. Have a good night. Bye. Thank you.